with integrity. We're professional. We're innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Zambia commemorates SADC Malaria Week with renewed call to action. Zambia and United Arab Emirates forge landmark tourism alliance. And in international news, wife and son of Gabon's former leader given 20 years in jail. Zambia gets down to work ahead of Bafana Bafana friendly match. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Minister of Health, Elijah Muchima, has reaffirmed the government's commitment to eliminating malaria in Zambia as the nation joins other Southern African Development Community, SADC member state, in commemorating SADC Malaria Week. Observed under the theme, Resilient Health System and Communities Key to Malaria Elimination, and a slogan, Timely Access to Malaria Services, Everyone's Right. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, Dr. Muchima noted that the observance comes at the onset of the malaria transmission season, providing an important opportunity to raise awareness and strengthen regional collaboration in malaria control and elimination. The minister reported that Zambia continues to make significant progress in the fight against malaria. Cases have reduced from 11.5 million in 2023 to 9.5 million in 2024, representing a 24% reduction in malaria incidence, from 403 cases per 1,000 population in 2023 to 305 cases per 1,000 population in 2024. Of these, 16% occurred in children under 5 and 1% in pregnant women. However, the minister says the first half of 2025 has seen a 16% increase rise in malaria incidence compared to the same period last year, increasing from 205 to 237 cases per 1,000 population.
Given that malaria remains a major public health challenge in Zambia, building resilient health system means enhancing the capacity of health facilities, improving supply chains for malaria prevention and treatment tools, training healthcare workers, and ensuring consistent availability of quality services even during peak transmission seasons or other health emergencies. At the same time, engaging and educating communities is vital to promote the use of insecticide-treated nets, early diagnosis, and prompt treatment. The slogan reinforces the principle that every Zambia, regardless of age, gender, or location, whether in urban or remote rural areas, has the right to timely and equitable access to malaria services.
The Ministry of Energy has acknowledged reports of fuel shortages experienced across the country over the past few days. Following these reports, the ministry has put in place short and long-term measures to address the challenge and prevent their recurrence. Speaking during a press briefing, Minister of Energy Makoza Chikote says the ministry further wishes to inform the nation that of yesterday, Tuesday, 11th November 2025, the country had 57 million litres of diesel and 40 million litres of petrol, and the temporary supply disruption is purely logistical, not as a result of depleted services. Mr. Chikote says the ministry expects the situation to stabilize as soon as normal fuel supply resume across the country. He says the government apologizes to the public for the inconveniences caused and assures the nation of its continued commitment to maintaining a stable and reliable supply of petroleum products throughout the country.
The ministry further wishes to inform the nation that as of yesterday, Tuesday, 11th November 2025, had 57,385,360 liters of diesel and 40,082,000 liters of petrol. The temporal supply disruptions were purely logistical and not as a result of depleted reserves. The ministry expects the situation to stabilize soon as normal fuel supply resumes across the country.
Zambia and the United Arab Emirates have sealed a historical alliance designed to elevate tourism to new heights. The two nations formalized a collaboration with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on cooperation in the field of tourism on the sideline of the 26th season of the UN Tourism General Assembly in Saudi Arabia. The agreement, inked by Zambia's Minister of Tourism, Ronnie Sikumba, and the UAE Minister of Economy and Tourism, Abdullah Bin Tokyo A. Mari, marks a defining moment in the relationship between the two countries. The minister says it lies the foundation for dynamic cooperation in tourism promotion, investment, innovation and skills development, anchored in a shared belief that tourism can be a powerful driver of economic growth, cultural connection and sustainable development. The two leaders exchanged forward-looking ideas on attracting long-stay visitors, expanding cultural and simplifying travel through improved visa process. He says both nations also set the sight on developing vibrant tourism experience from food festival and chef exchanges to gastronomic showcases that celebrates their rich and diverse traditional. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Coordinator General Mark Kasabi says ECZ announcement of the extension of voter registration exercise by 15 days is indeed welcome, as it will enable those who failed to register in the first phase, which ended on the 11th November 2025, to do so in the next 15 days. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Kasabi says it is important for all the people who appreciate the dedication and commitment demonstrated by President Hakainde Hichilema to improve every Zambian's welfare to register as voters so that they can give him another 5-year term mandate by voting for him in 2026 poll. Still in local news, Patriotic Front Copperbelt Youth Information and Publicity Secretary Henry Kawe has strongly condemned the action by the UPND government to seize the OB-19 dump site from young people, particularly the Jalabos in Chingola. Mr. Kawe says it is evident that the ongoing conflict between the government and the Jalabos has been triggered by the government's decision to take over OB-19, a source of livelihood that provided income and employment to many youths on the Copper Belt. He has further called upon the UPND government to immediately return the OB-19 dump to the Jalabos and stop issuing threats against them. He says Jalabos are hard-working citizens who have significantly contributed to wealth creation, job opportunities and economic activities of the Copper Belt province. Mr. Kawe has highlighted that since the government's takeover of OB-19, Chingola has experienced unrest, including riots, the burning of markets, and even the stoning of the presidential motorcade, a clear indication of a growing anger among young people in Chingola.
It is a well-known fact that Jalabos are hard-working people who have contributed to wealth creation, job creation, and economic activities on the Copper Belt, particularly Chingola. Since you grabbed OB-19, the city of Chingola has witnessed riots, burning of markets, and eventually the stoning of the president, which is a sign of young people are frustrated and annoyed with your government move to grab this dump. We want to appeal to President Hakainde Hichilema to seek counsel from the Patriotic Front leadership and learn on how they manage to stay in peace with their boss.
Agriculture News.
And in agriculture news, the Citizen First Party has expressed serious concern over the continued delay by the government and the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to pay thousands of farmers across the country who supplied their hard-earned maize and other commodities during the 2024-2025 crop marketing season. Speaking in a statement, CF Chairperson Agriculture Committee Gift Mwambwe Chola has urged the government to act with the needed urgency.